Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 17, Shraddha Traya Vibhagyoga, three types of Shraddha. The chapter opened with Arjuna's question that if someone has not understood Shastras, or even having understood, he sets aside the prescription in the Shastras, but have a faith in what he thinks is right. In pursuing his faith, does that faith be considered a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? That's a simple question. Simply because in the last chapter, the clear advice by Krishna is that follow the prescriptions of the Shastras in deciding what to do and what not to do. And as we have seen that Shastras literally means here the collective wisdom of your culture, collective wisdom of your society, collective wisdom of your ancestors. So unless I really rely on the wisdom of my ancestors, I will have no foundation really to decide what is right and wrong. Any profession, any science, you build on what was already been tried and true and proven in the labs or in workshops, and then say, now where do I go from here? So the clear prescription was not to ignore the wisdom of your ancestors, your civilization, your culture, and then decide what is right and wrong for you. It's not saying that you don't think yourself, but think based on the tried and true wisdom. That's the faith. When we go to high school and learn chemistry, and a teacher says H2O makes water, well, you have to have some faith in him. Unless you have faith, you will not learn. Because you have faith in the teacher, that you will accept that, and then you will prove yourself going to the lab. So the prescription was, follow the Shastras and decide what to do and not to do. Arjuna's question is, if someone completely sets aside the prescription in Shastras for lack of knowledge or lack of faith in the Shastras, but he has a faith in something he believes in, does that faith to be classified as a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? Because we have seen everything can be classified as sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Bhagavan said, I'll tell you, it's not a one label fits all type of an answer. Your faith will be as you are. My faith will be as per my experiences. Every time I walk into the airport and I'm absolutely sure that the plane will be on time, if last few times I went there, plane was on time, also it will be on time. But last few times I'd been going, it was always late. What will be my faith? Chances are my flight will be delayed. So anytime I'm going to India, what I do is I leave about 6 hours of gap between when I go from Richmond to New Jersey airport and New Jersey to Mumbai. We have no faith that the flight from Richmond to New Jersey will take me in time. You say, well, keep on 2 hours gap. No, 6 hours gap. You don't want to miss an international flight. That's my faith in our airline, based on my experience. And then the other people may have others. So Bhagavan said that your faith is sattva anurupa. It in accordance with your own self, your own core of your being, core of your mind. So my faith will be what my experiences are. Faith is something comes intuitively to you, more like a tendency. Why I like music, I don't know. That's my tendency. But more I follow my tendency, more I will be following that path. More I have a faith in Gita, more Gita I will read. More I read Gita, I have more faith in Gita. So it's both are wedded together. More faith I have, more I will pursue that path. More I pursue that path, my faith increases in that. So Bhagavan said, it is individual who decides whether he will have faith which is sattvic, a faith which is rajasic, or faith which is tamasic, depending on tendencies of his mind. Yajante sattvika devan. So if overall makeup of my mind is sattvic, what I'll do? Well, I will follow sattvic beings. So yajante, I will strive to pursue or worship divine beings. My role models depend on my tendencies. If I am pursuing wealth, my role model is Bill Gates. If I want to be a great leader, my role model is Mahatma Gandhi. If I want to be spiritual, my role model will be Swami Chinmayananda. Depending on my faith, will be my role model would be. So that's as simple as that. So Bhagavan said, sattvika yajante devan. One whose makeup is sattvic, predominantly sattvic. These are not exclusive qualities of one person, one thing or one being. Everything is made up of some combination of sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. But if my mental makeup is predominantly sattvic, I will be pursuing the devas, the divine beings. Yaksa raksansi rajasaha. Those who are rajasic will pursue or worship yakshas and rakshasas. From the Puranas, we have the descriptions of devas and yakshas and rakshasas. But it's simply told here is, sattvic will follow the divine beings, rajasic will follow the one which has wealth and power. Yakshas are supposed to be wealthy beings. There is a story in Mahabharata where Yudhishthira goes to this lake when he wants to drink water. That lake was controlled by an yaksha. Yaksha said, you can't drink water till you answer all my questions. If you answer all my questions, I'll let you take water. In other words, he was the controller of that lake. He was wealthy enough to control his lake. These days, people own islands because they are wealthy. So the yakshas are the wealthy beings. And as Swamiji points out here in Purana, they say they're Kubera's brothers or cousins. So they're wealthy beings. Or rakshasas with immense power. There are stories in Puranas about rakshasas, immense power. In other words, in given society, there will be people who are sattvic, people who are wealthy and powerful. So if my tendency is rajasic, then I will be pursuing the wealthy and powerful. My qualities are sattvic, I'll pursue the divine being. Pretan bhuta ganascha anye yajante tamasa janaha. And the others who have tamasic qualities, they will pursue the preta and bhuta. Pret and bhut, we obviously know from our vernacular languages, are the dead spirits, dead beings, spirits of the dead beings. Now, in the society, obviously, if there are three people pursuing the same goal of making a million, obviously one with a sattvic will say, let's find some creative way which will help the society, in the same time will create the wealth. And that's how I'll make my million. A rajasic will say, let's destroy my competition or take over some other and I'll get my million. And the last one will say, let's pursue lottery. Buy the mega million, right? All three have the same goal, but all three have a different avenue to reach there. Now, all three are working hard. Sattvic is also working very hard to achieve his goal, rajasic working as hard, and tamasic working as hard. But their means are different to achieve the same goal, depending on where his faith is. The one who is pursuing lottery has a complete faith that he cannot get million in any other way. This is the only way he can make a million. One who wants to employ himself in a business doing, he has a complete faith he can do that in that. And the one who is sattvic, he has a complete faith that if he comes up with something good for the society, he will also benefit from him. Depending on your own experiences, your mental makeup is made. That mental makeup now defines where I have the faith in. That faith will lead me into my actions. So Bhagwan said this faith cannot be labeled because he is not following sastra, the rajasic, sattvic, tamasic. He may not know the sastras, but he has the sattvic tendencies, he will follow sattva. He may not know sastras, but tendency rajasic, he is following rajasic. And may not know sastras because his tamasic is following tamasic. So preta and bhuta are the dead spirits. In other words, a normal society will consider that to be non-starter. Somebody says, well, Neil, why don't you buy a lottery? I'll say, I never want anything in my life. Let's not waste my dollar. At least I have a dollar. After that, I won't have a dollar. But somebody has faith and say, well, I have $10. I'll put 9 of them in the lottery. I'm pretty against a lottery, by the way. Because we're taxing the people who can afford the least in the society. Lottery is good for the education, reduce your taxes. No, it's a tax on the people who cannot afford that tax. Most lotteries are bought by people who least can afford it. But they are pretan bhutaganans chanye. Asastra vihitam ghoram tap. Pyante ye tapo janaha. Now I have my faith that this is how I can pursue my goal. My faith is dependent on my experiences. So now I'm pursuing my goal vigorously because I'm as sincere as anybody else, but I'm pursuing in a field which I think is the most conducive for me to achieve that. Not knowing what is right or wrong because I did not take time to do it, but I'm working very hard. As I said last time, I want to go to New Jersey, but I'm driving as fast as I can on 95 South. Just because I didn't take time to figure out whether New Jersey is on North or South. Asastra vihitam, without knowing what is right or wrong, from the tried and true wisdom of my society. If I had just taken the triptych from AAA or GPS, it would tell me New Jersey is north, so take 95 north. But I didn't take it. Why? Asastra vihitam. I didn't want to take that time. Tapyante ye tapo janaha. They are working very hard. They are pursuing these austerities with vigorously. Dambha ahankara sanyuktaha. Why are they? Because they're filled with dambha, hypocrisy. I want to show off. I am the greatest tapasvi. Ahankar, ego. Nobody knows better than I do. So who are they to tell me that New Jersey is in the north? I will decide. I know it got to be on this way. Ahankara sanyuktaha kama raga balan vitaha. They were propelled to do this by what? Kama, desire, and raga, attachment. Kama and raga is propelling my actions. And I think my happiness lies there. My goal is to achieve the happiness just as everybody else is. But I think my happiness lies in these actions, where others are saying, no, that's where you have the danger, that you probably will be unhappy. We tell our kids, don't do that. You will get hurt. You will get hurt. But at that time, he does not think he is going to get hurt. But if he listens to you, you as an elder person, learn from your own experience that jumping from that second floor is going to get you in trouble. Young person at that age of 8 or 9 or 10, he thinks he can do anything he wants. Therefore, he says, kama raga balan vitaha, propelled by that desire and attachment, He wants to show off to his friend that he can jump from the second story. We have seen that in our childhood. So, Dambha Ahankara Sanyuktaha, hypocrisy and arrogance, the ego, filled with that and propelled by attachment and desire. And they are putting vigorous actions in the fields which they consider is appropriate for them. Karshayantaha sarirastham bhutagramam achetasaha. This is a description of someone who has completely ignored the advice from the sastras. Bhagavad Gita, we read every Sunday. Bhagavad Gita clearly says, this unhappiness comes from your attachment and your tendency to find happiness outside in this world. What do we do after that? Exactly that. Bhagavad Gita says, but that's not really, it's not workable. So now we fall into this category. Knowing fully well, we have set aside the prescription in the Shastra. Why? We are propelled by our desire and our attachments. And also we are Dambha Ahankara Sanyukta. Now those are not the people outside. These are the people inside you. Given this knowledge, I still go through this turmoil of life with tossing and turning with each wave of conducive and inconducive happening because I am setting aside what I have learned from the sastras. Karsayantaha sarirastham bhutagramam achetasaha. They are senselessly torturing all the elements in the body. And me also, Bhagwan said. So now we say, oh, Bhagwan, we have learned all throughout that self cannot be touched, self cannot be destroyed, self cannot get attached. Now Bhagwan says, you are now torturing me in your body. They are not only they're torturing their self, they are torturing myself in those bodies. What it basically says is, you are torturing yourself unnecessarily. If you can just listen to the advice and say, attachment is the root cause of all the problems, so I will try to remain as detached from the things and beings around me, then it will be easy for me. But I'm not doing that, therefore I'm torturing my mind, my intellect, and my body. But also I'm not allowing the full expression of myself. As we have seen that we have complete happiness and joy and a bliss within us, but we are not allowing that. I may have a 1,000 wall bulb there, but then I put a metal plate underneath. There won't any light will come out of it. That's because I'm not allowing that light to shine through. So there is a 1,000 volt bulb in my inside which can give me a complete happiness, complete illumination about what is right and wrong. But with my own ahankar and hypocrisy, I'm stopping that. So therefore Bhagavan says, they not only torture their body, mind and intellect, they're also suffocating me inside them, not letting me express myself fully. Karsayanta sarirastam bhutagramam achetasa. Senselessly, they are not aware of their own potential. Mamcha evantaha sarirastham tan vidya asura nischayan. Because of that resolve, this is the way I'm going to get my happiness. This is the way I'm going to achieve what I've set out to achieve. No matter what people have said, time and again the sages have come and declared the truth. That there is no happiness outside in this world. Happiness lies within you. Do not find happiness outside, find happiness within you. Everything in this world is temporary and constantly changing. Having known all that, having agreeing to all that wisdom, we go back and do exactly opposite of that. Bhagavan said that unnecessarily. They're torturing their body, mind and intellect and myself within them. This is where we stop.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.